T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That was a little clip from the NFL Network's James Palmer, who did a piece on Patrick Mahomes. The new face of American sports is Patrick Mahomes. That new face drinks. That'd be funny. That'd also be gross. Uses Hunt's ketchup. We can't have that. You know what? It's disqualifying already. He's a Hunt's man, not a Heinz man. Is Patrick Mahomes, though, the new face of American sports? Now, I could give a short answer here and say it's LeBron James, or it's maybe Tiger Woods, or it's that trash can they were banging on in Houston, since that is America's pastime, where people were cheating. Or I could even say Serena Williams, somebody else. But if you believe the idea that the most popular player in the NFL, if it's a quarterback and visible and Super Bowl champion, the most popular player in the most popular sport, has at least a chance at being the most famous or the face of American sports, then you've got to believe Mahomes might be on the way to doing that. Although I think it's still worth saying that Tom Brady's uncertainty surrounding his future has shown just how much kind of you can build as far as a brand being great for 20 years. To me, even though Brady is not even in a top five, I would say, quarterback in the NFL anymore, what would you put above him? Wilson, Mahomes. I think Lamar Jackson has a pretty obvious case, the reigning MVP now, even if he's non-traditional in how he gets it done at times. Those are three for sure. Breeze is still better than him, I would say, at this point. Pick another one.
Rodgers.
Deshaun Watson, Rodgers. There are a guy, Wentz. Maybe not Wentz, but you can make a case for some of these dudes. Brady is still, I think, the straw that stirs the NFL drink, at least until he decides where he's going to go. And if he breaks away from New England, he becomes even more fascinating because of just the dynamics in that divorce between two enormously successful entities. Although I guess, Tom Brady, he's a handsome man, right, Craig? We can all agree. Like, I can't pull off the peacoat look, right? I can't. Bill Belichick, now I can pull off that look.
Could you pull off the Uggs like Brady?
You know Lennox has baby Uggs, right?
I thought you had a pair.
No.
Oh.
No. They say your feet don't sweat with those. My feet can sweat in any shoe apparatus. Now, Belichick, I could pull off. Dumpy, miserable looking. I do that every day.
Sorry if you're offended by that.
I am, actually. You look like crap. And then he cleans up and wears his Super Bowl rings and still looks kind of weird. Anyway, Brady is the straw that stirs the drink until such time as he picks a new team, and then you move forward from there. And if it's like the Oakland Raiders. If it's the Vegas Raiders, then it becomes interesting by a magnitude of 10. More interesting, I should say. Mahomes is interesting, though, in this way as a potential face of American sports, as this little video on NFL Network posits. He has one factor, I think, more so than Brady, that he shares maybe with LeBron James, because LeBron's image after the whole take my talents to South Beach thing got rehabilitated fairly quick. And it was him going back to Cleveland and actually delivering them a title in pretty incredible fashion that did a lot to do this. And then people realized he seems like a pretty decent guy. Like, you know, the warts that I think any athlete's going to probably have that's got that much fame, that much money, that much celebrity, seems like an okay dude. Mahomes seems very likable, does he not? Like, that is the chief factor here, I think, in determining whether you could ever be the face of American sports, the defining player. Certainly, Patrick Mahomes has the talent, but so too did Aaron Rodgers. It's just that Aaron Rodgers is about as likable as, like, a cactus. He's short with some people in terms of his quotes. He's standoffish. He's a little passive-aggressive. You get the sense that Aaron Rodgers generally does not like most of the people who are asking him questions, right? Like, there's a certain aloofness to Aaron Rodgers' whole deal that outside of the State Farm stuff, he's kind of just football guy who doesn't want to be talked to, right? Got the whole thing where he hates his brother, I think, right? He and the family are, like, not on great terms.
I'll say the whole family, not
whole
just the
family
brother.
Whole family hates one another. That seems like fun. Mahomes does not have that. And if you want to be the face of American sports, I think Brady doesn't even have it Brady has it more like Rodgers because he won so much that people just got sick of them. They had Spygate, and he was not at the center of that. That was a Belichick thing, but there's the perception that Brady benefited unfairly from his team's cheating and that it made him something he wasn't. If you do want to be the guy who defines the American sports landscape as sort of this alien-level talent and puts a face on it, you could do a lot worse than Patrick Mahomes, who seems like he's going to be super marketable, right? You're going to be seeing him in chunky soup, although that might be Dak's thing. You're going to be seeing Patrick Mahomes in a lot more national ads. People sell that the wig that simulates his hairstyle. That's going to be, I'm sure it's already ubiquitous around Kansas City with kids asking to get their hair permed out and shaved on the sides. But he's there. That brings up another interesting thing that I sort of alluded to on Monday's show. And that's that if they go on a major run in that city of winning Super Bowl titles, it's going to be extremely difficult to despise them because of his presence. Unless Mahomes does something where he does like the sports equivalent of a heel turn and he starts, I don't know, acting a certain way. I don't really know what Brady would have had. You just kind of got the sense that Brady was a doofus, right? Like this just goofball. And everything, he just had nothing to say about anything that was happening around him. So he became bad because he wouldn't say much. He would become known for these completely contentless interviews with Jim Gray before Sunday Night Football. If Mahomes doesn't go on through a heel turn like that, I got to believe he would be a great candidate to be the face of American sports for the next 10 years. And you'd actually like it. And you'd actually not begrudge them their success if they keep having it. Well, I kind of would. I would like to see the Steelers go on at least one more serious run where I don't feel like they're going to get flattened in the AFC Championship game, depending on who they see. I put up this poll question, though. Is Patrick Mahomes the face of American sports? I got a lot of, I got a couple Sidney Crosbys. We opened the show talking a lot of hockey for like the first 40 minutes of today, and we're going to have more hockey in the 5 o'clock hour. Do people actually think? Is that a real thing? Craig Riley believes that because he plays a sport that is American in terms of the majority of teams, but Canadian in its origins, and is from Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia, that Sidney Crosby would be then the face of Canadian sports.
Yeah, I don't know how a hockey player would ever be the face of American sports. Hockey, great sport, huge in Pittsburgh. Everybody loves it. Across the nation, it's not going to happen. Never going to happen.
Now, do you think Mahomes is the new face of American sports?
I don't think he is yet. I think he's on his way.
Now, I want to know, because I think LeBron's the easy answer here in a team sport, in a major media market where the attention is concentrated on him, right? Fair. Mm-hmm. And has already done this for 18 years, which people sort of forget that he's been in the league since 2003 when he was, and he's the same age as me, so we're both getting very old
That's
together.
The worst.
Yeah, I hate it. I thought for sure, or maybe you'll prove me right, that you were going to say Eldrick, Tiger, Woods.
Nobody moves the needle like Tiger, whether you love
sport,
him or hate him.
In any sport.
Yeah, I don't think anybody moves the
How
needle.
How do you figure that?
Because if you hate him, you talk about how you want him to lose, and you laugh and you are thrilled any time he has a bad round of golf. And when he wins, golf numbers go through the roof of people watching. It's wives sitting with their husbands watching the end of a tournament because he's about to win. It's people watching golf that never would otherwise, because it's also the idea of like that comeback that everybody likes to see. He has drawn everybody in.
Does your
in.
Wife watch ends of tournaments with you if he's in it?
She watched a little bit of it when he won last year, but like that is saying a lot that she would even look at golf on the TV.
It's saying a lot that she would sit with you uninterrupted
yeah,
for like 20
so
minutes.
She had to do both of those. I think it's Tiger still.
I mean, that's a pretty compelling case for Tiger, frankly, the Riley corollary.
Yep, and I'm just a huge Tiger fan, so. But I think Mahomes has a real chance to be the face of American
Do you
sports.
Agree with the idea that it's tough to hate them?
The Chiefs?
Yeah, because of him and because how, like, Reed is also, as sort of an aside to this, Reed is an incredibly easy-to-root-for coach. Like, we've had the Kool-Aid Man jokes. He comes
yes.
in. Those players on that team adore him. It's very obvious.
So
it's hard to hate a quarterback who plays a fun style because Brady was such a clinician and so, like, just tactically precise. And it's very hard to hate a coach who, instead of being a, this is Bill Belichick, we're happy to win Super Bowls, but the real grind is what we love. We love going
I've handled dozens of balls.
We love going to practice. What we really like to do is work on getting better. We don't take days off. It's not easy to like that.
I am of the belief that if the Steelers aren't going to win the Super Bowl, I don't want anybody to. And I felt going into that Super Bowl this year, I want the Chiefs to win. And if it's not the Steelers
next
year,
you had a bet on them too.
I'll be thrilled if the Chiefs win again next year.
You had a bet on them too.
I did. But I'm saying right now, if you tell me the Steelers aren't going to win the Super Bowl next year, I'd say give me the Chiefs and I'll be happy with the outcome. I like Mahomes and that group, like most of them. I mean, obviously every team has their guys with issues. But Mahomes being the biggest figure and Andy Reid, I'm pulling for those guys.
I think it's to the point for me, this might be crazy to you. Say Roethlisberger comes back next year and he's very good, better than anyone imagined he would be, and their defense doesn't miss a beat, and guys play really, they have Bud Dupree for like kind of one more swan song on the franchise tag, and they go all the way to the AFC title game and lose to the Chiefs. And maybe I don't really care how they would lose, a blowout, a thriller, whatever it is. They just come up one game short. I honestly believe that people here would immediately pivot back and go right back to rooting for Kansas City. Like there, unless there was something that happened in the game where like Mahomes did like stomped on a terrible,
like a Myles Garrett type moment to turn you against
like,
him.
You know, all people here would need is like he stomps on the terrible towel like Lendale White did. I honestly believe people would be rooting for him.
I've never rooted for a team that beat the Steelers in the playoffs to go on and win. You give me that scenario, I'm pulling for the Chiefs in the Super Bowl still. That's how much I like Mahomes and enjoy watching him play, that he's that great.
Craig, you might not be able to pick a team to root for anymore, though, because the NFL might have a job for you coming up.
They do. They made one with my name on it.
So the NFL has a job opening, and I want to bring it up just because it is a representation of two things. The NFL, like, somewhat tacitly acknowledging the giant reality that stares them in the face every day, and also just an example of them still a little bit trying to keep at arm's length something that is going to make them a ton of money.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.